this is TA calling in from Jitsu Dragmo at about 5,050 meters. And for a change, I'm actually not in the tent. I'm sitting on a boulder in beautiful, raging sunshine with fluffy white clouds. And I'm looking down on our group tents and on our our mess tent. And across sort of a small glacial valley from me, I'm watching the yaks graze. And up above, right in front of me, is a peak called Rinchen Zo. And Rinchen means precious, so something precious. And the way it was explained is it's a precious jewel of snow. And the peak is absolutely phenomenally gorgeous. And I've been looking at lines, how you could climb it. Of course, peaks in Bhutan are not climbed. They're thought of as sacred places for deity, so I'll just enjoy the mental fun of looking for a line across the glacier and then onto a beautiful flooded ridge. I can also look up between, there's many, we're camped sort of in a flat spot between glacial moraine, and there is moraine as far as I can see, brown moraine and light gray moraine, and we'll tomorrow head up the in a little river valley between two moraines that will take us to the Rinchen Lo La. And this will be our highest pass at about 5,300 meters. And then we have a big descent tomorrow, which might actually take us back to plants. If I look down from my boulder, there's lichen on my boulder, and then there's small shrubs. There's almost miniature alpine, they call it azalea. It looks a little bit like Labrador tea. There is, you could definitely cut peat out of here and put it on the hut, on a yak herder's hut. We've seen many outlines because folks will bring their yaks up into this valley to graze. We had a great little pass today, pretty easy, probably our easiest pass because it only took about 20 minutes because we gained most of the elevation for it yesterday, but we were sort of transitioning between two glacier valleys. And we also saw Om Tso. And remember, Tso is the name for lake, and Om here is the name for milk. And so if you can imagine a turquoisey, glacial-fed kind of color, it looked like milk. In Nepal, we would have called it Dud and Dud Kosi, and here would be Om Chu. So there is actually a milk river. I don't know. I can't remember if we get to go by it or not, but this lake was gorgeous, and we paused for about 25 minutes to take a peek. And from our pass, which was the Loji La, at about 5140, we looked down on another glacial lake, which was more of that kind of tealy blue, not so turquoisey. So we've been blessed with seeing absolute alpine beauty here today. I was writing in my journal about the joys of being in the high-altitude environment with the reduced color palette, the browns, the grays, and then the brilliant blue sky and the sun. We just had such a treat. Coming through this high part of our itinerary could be so epic if it was snowing and blowing right now. So I think all of us are just being really grateful that we've been given easy passage. We were chatting yesterday about... Sometimes people consider this the hardest trek in the world. It's definitely a challenging trek. I think there's way too many factors involved in a trek to know what would be the hardest in the world. But an interesting little factoid, they figure maybe 50 to 70 people complete this trek a year. This trek was first done in 1974, but only really commercially done in 1992 for the first go. So if you do the math, more people have summited Mount Everest than have done this snowman trek. So we were driving on that a little bit yesterday. But definitely you can see folks starting to tire, and I think that's what makes this trek a challenging one, is it's got a lot of passes, a lot of time up high, and a lot of time in pretty amazing terrain. So all's well here from Bhutan. I'm noticing that I'm able to make this call without even huffing and puffing, so that's awesome. And just in the last 2 days, found my climbing starting to maybe come around again. So that's kind of nice. So hope you're having a great day. Thanks, Karen, for the text. And we'll catch you from tomorrow if there's signal. Thanks. Take care. Bye.